31 degrees and some sunshine at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets on this Wednesday. Let's bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Trade under pressure while the crude trade is up about a half a dollar. Keep in mind that the Fed is expected to announce their results this afternoon. A quarter point interest rate seems to be the trade expectations. There was a corn sale of 138,000 corn announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, somewhat encouraging. Looking at current price action, May corn is currently up a half at 375, July corn up three quarters at 383 and a quarter, and new crop December corn 397 and a half, up a quarter. Soybeans, May beans are 1036, up 7 3/4. July beans, 1046 and a quarter, up 7 1/4. And new crop November beans, 1029 and a half, up 4 1/2. Wheat for Chicago, currently for May, 450 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July wheat, 465 and 3/4, down 3. And switching to Kansas City wheat, May Kansas City is 463 and 3/4, down 6 1/4. And July is 481 and a half, down 6 1/4 as well. Hogs and cattle are mixed. Markets trying to stabilize after the recent break. The recovery in crude yesterday and follow through this morning may add a little bit of a backbone to the commodity values in general. Technically, corn and beans and wheat could work into some retracement rallies, but the catalyst has yet to surface. Funds remain in the driver's seat. Looking at export demand for corn, Mexico has taken more corn so far this year than last, 267 versus 249 million bushels. That leaves a year-over-year lull in shipments pretty significant. Japan is nearly 50 million bushels behind a year-ago numbers. Shipments to South Korea are less than half of a year-ago levels, and several other countries are considerably behind the year-over-year levels. Growing concern that this could show quarterly grain stocks numbers for corn bigger than expected may be a little bit of a headwind for any recovery efforts in our grains. Quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings numbers are due out at the end of the month, is getting the market's attention. It's still interesting to see that if the recent run-up in prices has had any impact on planting acreage choices. 410-plus new crop corn values could have made some impact. Ethanol production and inventory numbers are due out shortly and may offer some price direction for our corn market. Last but not least, remember the FOMC is expected to raise interest rates a 0.25% this afternoon. Trade will be looking for indications as to whether the Fed is looking to raise interest rates 2 or 3 times this year. Plenty of rhetoric on both sides of that discussion. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana on this Wednesday. Let's check current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Right now in Urbana, 31 degrees with partly cloudy skies. And we've got a relative humidity right now at 78%, and wind out of the north still feeling pretty cool this morning at about 15 miles per hour. In Bloomington, normal, 26 degrees, wind out of the north there at 20 miles per hour. In Decatur, 29 degrees with a north wind at 10. 30 degrees in Danville, wind out of the north gusting to 24 miles per hour. Breezy in Charleston, Mattoon with fair skies, 31 degrees and a north wind at 22 miles per hour. In Rantoul, 32 degrees with a wind out of the north gusting to 18 miles per hour. Let's check your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Partly cloudy skies expected, a high of 45 degrees. Wind out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, continued cool with a low of 27. Wind lightens up a bit out of the north at 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies expected tomorrow. We will warm up a touch to 51 degrees, a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night down to a low of 33. And for Friday, partly cloudy skies and a high of 50 degrees. Stay with us. 1A is coming up next. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 31 degrees at 9 o'clock.